Well, Dean Henderson now joins us from Missouri via Skype. He's the author of Big Oil and Their Bankers. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Henderson. Now, let's take the words of the Archbishop to task here. Does the government, any government in the world, have the right to take away money from its citizens for its own immature, so to speak, policies?
No, absolutely not. It's crazy. It's scaring a lot of people. It kind of scares me. Basically what you're doing when you deposit money into a bank is you're loaning money to the bank. I mean, you're the creditor. You know, and here we have a situation where these same banks we bailed out, you know, the Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase's of the world have gone around and imposed austerity. So you get 77% unemployment in Greece next door, and you know, people in Cyprus, now they're saying if you get over 100,000, well, it's fine if Russian mobsters got that, take it. Fine, I got no quarrel with that. But, you know, $100,000, that's a pensioner too in Cyprus, maybe. And maybe you just wiped them out. So it's not, it's totally wrong. And the people are going to have to rise up. And I concur with the Archbishop. It's not often I agree with archbishops, but hey, once in a while you get a Oscar Romero comes along and this guy is doing the right thing. So. I think the key is, you know, on this bank thing is we need to nationalize these big banks, these too big to fail banks. And it was one of the proposals given to Obama, alternatives in 2009, and he turned it down, went with the more conservative Geithners and Rahm Emanuels. But we need to
get tough. Let me just cut in there very quickly, if you can. You're speaking of nationalizing these banks, but the government over here right now is not working toward the interests of the people, rather for the banks. Then are these banks even... will these banks even benefit the people if they're in the hands of the government?
No, it's just, it's going to bail out. Ultimately, it'll bail out the bigger international banks, you know, the Goldman Sachs. Like I'm saying, these are the people that make the big loans and to the central banks and, you know, push through these programs and get countries into debt. The United States, is our middle class is washing out, becoming poor. Prices of everything are going up. People in the world are being squeezed by the bankers. And first we bail them out and they need to go to jail, and they need to be, some of these banks need to be disciplined and nationalize the biggest ones, and then take that money and pay off your deficit, and we can all have a better life, you know, and have a fresh start. But we have to make big decisions if we're going to go up against these banks because they're powerful interests.
All right, it's ultimately the people that end up paying the price. Thank you very much. That was the author of Big Oil and Their Bankers, Dean Henderson, joining us via Skype from Missouri.